This is VOA News, coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Iran charges that a U.S. fighter jet pilot harassed an Iranian civilian airliner in what Tehran calls an act of terrorism, which injured and panicked passengers. Iran dismisses a U.S. claim that the jet was merely conducting a visual inspection at a safe distance. It apparently happened over Syria. According to Reuters, state TV video from inside the Iranian airliner shows a passenger lying immobile on the floor and another presenting his bloodied face mask to the camera. Iran says it's lodged a formal complaint with the International Civil Aviation Organization, describing Thursday's incident as one of aggression. The diplomatic war between the United States and China was ratcheted up today as Beijing retaliated for the U.S. order that China shut down its consulate in Houston, Texas. Today, China directed the United States to close the American consulate in the city of Chengdu as tensions between the world's two largest economies reach a new high. The order to depart the facility in southwestern China's Sichuan province was seen as roughly the same in scale and impact as the action in Houston. The U.S. has accused Chinese agents there of trying to steal medical and other research material. Beijing asked Washington to reconsider its order. That did not happen, and so today's shutdown demand. The Chinese Foreign Ministry said in a statement, quote, "The measure taken by China is a legitimate and necessary response to the unjustified act by the United States." Further, it said the current situation in Chinese-U.S. relations is not what China desires to see. Experts on both sides are probably wondering where things go from here. Meanwhile, the U.S. says that Beijing's consulate in San Francisco is harboring a Chinese researcher accused of hiding her alleged role in the Communist Party's military wing on her visa application. Asian and European markets fell on the Chengdu announcement. The Shanghai Composite Index lost close to 4%. In Israel, it's the day after another night of violent clashes between protesters and police in Jerusalem. It was the latest demonstration aimed at Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.